You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. More and more of us are getting on board the local food movement and seeking out heritage or heirloom plants. So it's a perfect time to revive Spartan barley, developed a century ago by a professor at Michigan State University. Ashley McFarland is the coordinator of MSU's Upper Peninsula Research and Extension Center. Ashley, just what is Spartan barley?
Spartan barley is essentially just a variety of barley. So with any agronomic crop, you've got different varieties that have different traits that make them useful. And so Spartan was just one of those varieties that was bred a long time ago, actually 100 years ago. It became useful not only in Michigan, but in other states for the purpose of brewing. So malting barley is a crop that's intended then to be processed or malted that then can be used into beer. So it was a variety that was created just simply for that purpose way back in 1916, although it was released in the 20s is when it actually became available for farmers to grow. At one time, a third of the Nebraska malting barley crop was actually in Spartan barley, which is really kind of interesting. So it found popularity not only in Michigan, but other states throughout the Midwest.
And when was its heyday?
Probably in like the 30s, 40s, 50s. It had about a 30-year stronghold. And then just like every other crop, new things are bred, new varieties are created, and looking at things like yield and different quality factors that become important according to the market. You know, just breeding over time changes, and so does the genetics and what folks are interested in. So, yeah, so it did have about a 30-year run and then pretty much went to sleep until we brought it back last year.
I love the way you said went to sleep. So what got you thinking, hey, let's wake up Spartan barley, bring it back?
We've been doing malting barley research now in Michigan for a few years, and in our travels throughout the state, it's interesting because there is quite a historical, you know, premise for not only growing malting barley, but malting within the state, especially for the Stroh Brewery that once resided within Michigan. Out in the field, we will rub shoulders with farmers that maybe not them grew the Spartan barley, but their grandfather did. Or, I remember when we used to have Spartan barley on our farm. And so just a lot of this conversation came about, and it's interesting, you know, people really get excited about that Spartan brand. And so we thought, well, hey, why not try to revive it? Really, it's the only well-known malting barley variety that Michigan State ever released. There's uniqueness in that as well. And of course, with the Spartan name, you can't go wrong.
A section of Michigan. Now, there might be some other Wolverine fans who may disagree with that.
That's true, but we bleed green here, so.
Now, I found it fascinating when you decided to bring back Spartan barley that you turned to something, I guarantee you, most of the rest of the civilian world didn't even know this existed, the government germplasm bank?
Yes, way out west in the mountains. There lies this probably very dusty old building with thousands upon thousands of varieties of different varieties of seeds and different crops. And they do that just to basically be able to hold on to the genetic material because someday it may be useful. Dr. Russell Fried at Michigan State University, who's worked on barley for a long time throughout his career, had contacts out there and reached out to them and just said, hey, by chance, do you've got some Spartan on your hands? And they did and sent us a very, very small amount. I think it was like 5 grams for Russ to actually grow in the greenhouse. And so he grew some plants in the greenhouse, harvested those by hand, gave us seed last year, and we were able to grow our first test plot, you could say. Really, we're just trying to increase seed because to do research, you need a greater volume of seed to do that. Currently, we've got about 10 acres of it down at the W.K. Kellogg Biological Station. We do have a small plot up here in the Upper Peninsula as well, but wanted to keep it downstate because that's where most of the malt house capabilities are at this moment. So we want to make sure it's close to its market.
So it takes some coaxing and love and care to take that 5-gram sample that you've got from the government germplasm bank and be able to actually have enough Spartan barley to give to farmers to grow than to give them to the maltsters.
Most definitely. Granted, a lot of the work that we do is very small in scale compared to the large commercial, you know, malt houses of out west, even in the upper Great Lakes region. We work primarily with what we call craft maltsters and then ultimately craft brewers, people that are doing, you know, a little bit smaller batch sizes, but still it takes a volume. It takes a grander amount to actually get this into the marketplace. And we're still trying to figure out ourselves if it's a suitable crop. I mean, obviously, you know, 50 some, if not more years ago, it kind of have lost favor by farmers, and it did probably for a reason. And so we're just trying to bring it back to see if it's really viable, if farmers can be productive with it. You know, what's the demand for it? And we do get a lot of phone calls, a lot of farmers, especially people with Spartan degrees or people that have paid lots of money into MSU. They want a piece of it. They have interest in it. We haven't handed out seed to anyone yet. We just want to make sure it's good before we start passing it out. But I do think there will be opportunity for farmers to possibly get their hands on it next year.
Well, when I think about it, Ashley, the rise in craft brewing and microbrewing in Michigan seems to be a good time as opposed to the great big mass brewers.
There's a place in the market for all beer. However, Michigan really has on its hat on this idea of craft. And not only the ones that we all think of, Bell's, Founders, Shorts, all of them throughout Michigan, but we've got a lot of small pub breweries, people that do small batches. They really have the opportunity to market this product specific, like this is a Spartan beer, you know, and be able to recoup, you know, the expense that goes along with sourcing local. Because with this, you know, industry being fairly new and the scale being quite small, there is a bit of a premium to utilize Michigan-grown and Michigan-malted malt. The market is really asking for it. Michigan is no better place. I mean, we know we can grow the barley. We know we have a demand for it.
Ashley McFarland is the coordinator of Michigan State University's Upper Peninsula Research and Extension Center, waking up Spartan barley and bringing it back to farmers and maltsters 100 years after it was first made. Really interesting stuff. Thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
Certainly, and thank you for having me.